select controller committee from NCOP to deal with issues affecting our country, our women, and which the president has heeded to the call in ensuring that government is doing something. Because we have seen all of us, there's no need for me to go to the preamble, the history. All of us, we know. In fact, even Parliament have debated the matter. So what we have done today, we have also invited the interim steering committee to come and brief us on the progress and the development regarding the national strategic plan, which I'm sure by now they should have submitted the document. The emergency plan, which I'm sure by now all members of Parliament have received the document. If they haven't submitted the document, then and fortunately I'm sure they are here, they will tell us why. Because everything that is done by them, it must go through Parliament, because it is Parliament who appropriates budgets for departments. So that's why it's important that whatever they're doing, they need to come to Parliament and brief us on each and every development and progress that they are having. So with those few words, I'm declaring this meeting officially open. And when the chairperson for select committee from NCOP is here, you must tell him or her, because I'm not sure whether it's a she or it's a he. Okay. That she must come and join me. Maybe firstly we must start by introducing ourselves, and so that we can know who is here. I'm told by our staff members that there are also civil society organizations that are here. We'll then, when we do our introduction, we'll know who is here. My name is Nhlanhla Ncube Ndaba. I'm the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee for Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities. And must I introduce you? Yeah. I think my staff component is here, and I will hand over to honorable members to introduce themselves. Starting with the chair of the Portfolio Committee for Police.
Thank you, honorable chairperson. Good morning, and thank you for the joint meeting that you've arranged. My name is Tina Jumat Peterson. I'm the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Police. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Carol Mokhadipiri. I'm an alternate to this Portfolio Committee, Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. My name is Luyo Lompiti. I'm a member of this committee, Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities. Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson. My name is Nazli Sharif, and I am a member of Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities Portfolio Committee. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Bridget Masango. I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development.
Good morning, my name is Lindy Lutsuli, a member of the Select Committee in the NCOP.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Princess Fabo, Portfolio Committee Police.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Ntaoleng Patricia Peacock, Portfolio Committee of Police.
Good morning, Chairperson. Womaneo Drogen, Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. Steve Swart, member of the Justice Portfolio Committee. Good morning, Chair. Mari Fuku, Basic Education.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Violet Fuele, Chairperson, Air Small Business and Development Portfolio.
So that there can be no confusion, I would like that this site must be only honorable members and our guests must sit in those chairs. I'm Jane and honorable Mutawung, may you please come and join honorable members this side. Can you continue, honorable members?
Good morning, honorable chair. My name is Eloise Denner. I am a member of the Portfolio Committee on Labor and the Multi-Party Women's Caucus.
I am Kuala Ngola from Justice and Correctional Services.
Morning, chair. My name is Noma Temba Maseko Jele, Justice and Correctional Services Portfolio member.
Morning, Chairperson. I'm Dudu Zilisli from Higher Education and Science and Technology.
Morning, Chair and Honorable Members. I'm Jane Mananiso from Portfolio Committee of Higher Education and Training and Science and Technology.
Theko Mafanya from Police.
Good morning, Chair. I'm Andres Andre Shembeni, Portfolio Committee on Police.
Dumelang baetapele, lebitso la ka ke Anastasia Motaung, wa leloko la Committee la Social Development.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Pandi Mpambo Tsibukwana from the Portfolio Committee Social Development. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair, members, guests, Alexandra Abrams, Portfolio Committee Social Development.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dalmaine Christians. I'm a member of the Select Committee for NCLP on Health and Social Development, as well as Basic Education and Higher Education.
Good morning, Chair, honorable members and guests. My name is Fikile Masigo. I'm a member of the Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities.
Morning, everyone. I'm Stanley Leslongo from the Portfolio Committee Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities.
Good morning, Chair members. I'm Chelsea Mgwebo on the Portfolio Committee of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Joyce Wuidumela Maluleke, member of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities.
Sanbonani Igama Uthabile Masondo, member of the committee, Women, Youth, Persons with Disabilities.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Peter Blanche, and I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee Police. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Delisile Ngwenya, member of the Social Development Portfolio Committee.
Sanibonani nonke endlini, igama lami nguPrimrose Sonti, ndingomnye welungu lale komiti yabomama nabantwana nabantu abaphila nokukhubazeka. Enkosi.
Molweni nonke, igama nguMbulelo Bharha, kwi-NCOP ilungu lekomiti yomama ulutsha nabantu abaphila nokukhubazeka. Enkosi kakhulu.
My name is Nobuso Landongeni from NCOP Select Committee.
Good morning, good people. My name is Elegant Chavele. I belong here to this committee.
Good morning, Chair and members. My name is Zanele Nkomo, a member of the Multi-Party Women's Caucus. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. I'm Jenny Evans, a journalist from News 24. I'm sitting here for the power supply, if that's all right with you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Longsam Dobo, a member of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities.
Good morning, Dr. Tembekwayo, alternate member, Basic Education. Thank you.
Go to the judge, Justice and Correctional Services.
You're done.
Okay, over to you, Chairperson.
Good morning, my name is Marenche Gideon. I'm the Chairperson of the Select Committee on the Health, Social Services, Women, Youth, Children and People with Disabilities, the NCOP.
Over to you, Minister and the GM.
Good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. I am Maite Nkwana Mashabane, Minister for Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members, Chairperson. I'm the Deputy Minister in the Ministry of Women, Youth and Persons with Disability. My name is Ken Yonke. Thank you.
See.
Good morning, Honorable Chairs and Members and Minister and Deputy Minister. My name is Shoki Shabalala. I'm the Acting Director General in the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities.
Good morning, Chair, Minister, Deputy Minister and Members. My name is Esther Madileke. I'm the Chief Director for a program called Governance, Justice and Security.
Over to you, our guest.
Brenda Majumisa from Web Collective.
Good morning, I'm Tashik Miller from PMG.
Good morning, I'm Zikon Andele from Judges Matter.
Good morning, Chairperson. I'm Bulele Tonga from the Ministry of Justice and Correctional Services.
Good morning, Astrid Coombs from the Equal Education Law Center.
Okay, the Interim Steering Committee must come and sit the center. Yeah, continue. Please go to the cells at the back.
Are you referring to me, Jay?
Huh?
Are you referring to me, Jay? So I think my mic was on. Morning, I'm Astrid Coombs from the Equal Education Law Center.
I said at the back. I said they. Introduce yourself.
Sorry, Chairperson, I've already introduced myself. I'm Murelo Tunga from the Ministry of Justice and Correctional Services.
Okay.
Good morning, Jay. My name is Erika Buatarasso, and I represent Freedom from Plus National Women's Committee.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Yolisa Kanye. I'm the Content Advisor for PC on Social Development.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Patricia Whittle. I'm a researcher for the Select Committee on Security and Justice.
Good morning, I'm Rene Osborne-Mullins, Content Advisor for Science and Technology.
Good morning, Chairperson. Gillian Nesbitt, researcher for the Portfolio Committee on Justice.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Madi Sambo-Chelwa from Rape Crisis.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Olega Zakashwa from Elite and About.
Good morning, Chair. I'm Nicolette. I'm the researcher for police.
Good morning, Chair. I'm the content advisor for the Police Portfolio Committee. My name is Irvin Kinnis. Thanks.
Thank you very much, honorable members and minister and deputy minister, chairpersons of portfolio committees. Mam Kaula, you came now, but introduce yourself.
The passenger told us, and the mobile home sentence always be right. Igama lami nguSibongile Khawula, member ye lady comment.
Okay. All members have introduced themselves, ne?
So Sihlalo, number bekuzidilisa committee. I committee le women and youth and disabled.
Okay, thank you very much. Honourable members, the agenda is before you. I don't know whether there are any apologies.
I think so.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members, departments and ministers. I have received apologies from both the Portfolio Committee on Basic and Higher Education that was their own meeting, but they indicated that they will send some members to attend. And also the Select Committee of Security and Justice, they attending Select Committee on COCTA. And Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Social Development has attending a strategy meeting, will join the meeting later. Chairperson of the Multi-Party Women's Caucus, she is participating in the rollout of an event on Women's Charter that is happening in Kukuletu. And then also Mr. Stokes from the PC on Social Development, who's also attended the strategy meeting. He'll join the meeting later. And I have received 17 apologies from the Multi-Party Women's Caucus from members.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. Those are the few apologies. Can we move to the next item? Which is item number 3?
Sorry, sir. Okay, you must your neighbor. I'm going to corner in my name, so you show them. I'm an interpreter aware, but I tell you, Tony, the song at the corner of the back on. Finally, I'm going to unpack to work. Ozala. Uboyena ozolekelela la ngoba uyena ohluleka ukwenza umsebenzi wakhe ukuze sonke sihambisane ngoba siphethe izinto efuna ezibalike efuna sikhulume ngayo especially thina njengathi nje sifuna ukusebenza ama-language ethu la deploy khona. Ngiyabonga.
That one is not an issue. Nelson, can you please deal with it? Over to you, Minister.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson of the meeting, Chairpersons of respective portfolio committees, Honorable Members, Members of the Steering Committee present in the room today. I'd like to thank the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee for Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities for organizing the Portfolio Committee meeting, Portfolio Committee briefing to hear from the interim steering.
Next door.
Yes, I was just saying that we thank you for having afforded us this opportunity to get the update on the interim steering committee interim.
Sorry, Chair.
Can the minister speak closer to the mic so that you can hear her? Her voice is already soft, so please.
Forward. Oh. Okay. Am I audible now? Okay. Let me repeat that this is a good opportunity for us through you, Chair, to get an update on the work done by the interim steering committee appointed by the President of the progress to date with regards to the development of the National Council, the National Strategic Plan on Gender-Based Violence, and the Femicide and Negligence Action Plan. As for all of this, the interim steering committee is accordingly recommended in the declaration from the GBDF summit signed by the President. The ISC is an independent body appointed by the President to implement the resolution that comes from the Presidential Summit on GBDF. The Interim Steering Committee reports weekly to the President to address the crisis of gender-based violence. The Department of Women, Youth, and Persons with Disabilities, which is located in the Presidency together with the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation, are members of the steering committee and play distinct roles to ensure that the ISC delivers on the emergency plan and the finalization of the NSP. The ISC consists of government departments and civil society organizations, and they will present today progress to date with regards to the emergency plan implementation and the NSP process. The NSP draft document was consulted broadly, including Women's Assembly in August 2019, and through submission as it was also on the internet. As this is the briefing to the respective portfolio committees, as well as multi-party women's caucus, it would have been ideal for ministers of departments that serve in the steering committee to have been present or invited to engage in this meeting, and also to share updates on their department's implementation of the Emergency Response Action Plan. I'll now hand over to the acting DG of the department to present, and then thereafter together with the members of the Interim Steering Committee, present the answers or respond to the answers to questions, that to ensure that we all can support the work as we seek to eradicate gender-based violence in our country. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Minister.
Once more, good morning, Chairman, honorable members, Minister, Deputy Minister, and
members of the interim steering committee.
Language practitioners, you must come this side. Your members are here. I don't know whether you are going to see them. Mam Kaula, here are your language practitioners. Nelly, so I don't find it as I feel. Why should I tell you when I go outside? So what happened? The chance. This is the ICC. Yeah, you know which letter is it? I'm coming to snap. Okay, did you?
Chair, whilst noting that we seem to experience technical challenges, initially the presentation was reflecting. I'm not so sure what could have happened, but I'm hoping that they will enlist assistance of the technician. As opening remarks, Chair, on my part, I would like to indicate that...
Honourable members, do you have the document? You do?
The document is titled Working Collaboratively in Strategic Partnership to Challenge Gender-Based Violence and Femicide in South Africa. We ready now. Ibalwe, working collaboratively in strategic partnership to challenge GBVF in South Africa. Can I proceed? I wish to indicate that as government, we depart from a strength-based perspective. We depart from a premise that says victim support services are available. But in terms of areas of development, we're making an acknowledgement that these areas are not, these services are not integrated. They are still fragmented. They need extensive amount of collaboration. The work that has been done to date is in collaboration with civil society, and we will be taking you through processes to date whilst acknowledging that there have been services, but the much of the stress by civil society was a tipping point leading to the re-engineering of the entire criminal justice and not including the economic cluster as well. Quite often our focus is only on the social cluster, even the criminal justice cluster, but we do leave out the economic sector, and there is an element of economic dependency, particularly in respect of women when it relates to issues of them being victims under any circumstances. Chair, in terms of the presentation, the focus of the presentation is around the interim steering committee itself. We will provide an update on the national strategic plan process. We will provide an update on National Council on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide. We will also provide an update on the Emergency Action Plan on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide. I will be co-presenting with my colleague, Madam Esther Maluleke, the Chief Director responsible for matters pertaining to the criminal justice system in the department. The mandate for the interim structure is informed by Article 3 if I may remind members that we had a summit, and post the summit, a declaration was adopted and it was signed by the president. The declaration is also attached as part of the pack, and it is highly informed by the 24 demands that were also made by members of civil society when they marched. Now, Article 3 of the declaration states that an interim gender-based violence and femicide committee be established immediately with resources allocated in terms of the CSMA with the aim to establish a permanent national multi-sectoral coordinating body and implement actions listed in this declaration as agreed on by the said interim committee. We are back online. There we have members who attended the summit, a picture of them. Various civil society organizations were represented and government departments. We also have a picture where the president is now signing the declaration. The interim steering committee, its purpose is to provide a strategic and operational holding place to take the outcomes of the presidential summit on GBVF forward with a key focus on establishing a permanent structure and implementing key actions listed in the presidential summit declaration against gender-based violence and femicide for 2019 and even going forward. Key functions, strategic growth, and it's about setting up of a permanent structure, alignment with wider principles at the summit, also doing oversight and strengthening accountability, monitoring implementation of the emergency response action plan, addressing issues as they arise, and addressing to all the political issues that have been made in a form of commitment. The structure is multi-sectoral. It is co-convened by presidency and civil society. We have a secretariat, rolled out its work through strategic multi-sectoral teams, civil society networks from all the 9 provinces. No province is not represented. No government department is not represented. The terms of reference, I'll start with the objectives of the structure. 4.1 is about providing oversight and guidance on the rollout of the process of setting up and the structure as well as in the council. Ensure political alignment with the principles and strategic direction emerging from the gender summit with the requirements of the summit mandate and the presidential summit declaration against gender-based violence and femicide. This includes political, financial, programmatic, and strategic oversight of the processes. Report on progress to those responsible at highest level, that is now presidency and executive, which is cabinet, and address any issues that may have a bearing on the successful setting up of the structure itself, the council, the National Multisectoral Council structure. Facilitate the smooth and effective resolution of any issues that may arise from time to time in ways that continue to build intersectoral cohesion. Consciously work to build synergy and coherence across differences in approaches and perspectives. This includes strengthening collaboration, build trust, emphasize the leadership and survivors, and offer an alternative that is caring, compassionate, and respectful. The role of the structure is about scoping the process of establishing the structure, appointing the secretariat to manage the process, building a firm foundation for an optimally functional structure that is set up based on the principles and guidance that emerged from the summit. The secretariat is already in place. Ensure adequate budgeting for prevention programs and resourcing of Tuzela care centers, one-stop centers, sexual offenses courts, victim-friendly services based in police stations, and shelters to respond to the needs of all victims of gender-based violence, including persons with disabilities and the LGBTQIA plus community. In terms of the constitution, the ISC will not consist of more than 30 persons. It is constituted by the following government departments, comprising the following: Department of Social Development, Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, Department of Women in the Presidency, Women and Youth and Persons with Disabilities, National Treasury, Department of Planning, the NPA, Department of Basic Education, Department of Health, Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Government Communication and Information Systems, State South Africa, and the Presidency. You will realize that these departments are here for their core business. There are issues that pertain to schools that affect children in our schools that are GBV related. DPME addresses issues of how they are going to monitor and evaluate the work that we are doing. National Treasury is addressing how these plans are being resourced. Presidency is providing the strategic guidance and leadership that is required. Communication is responsible for communicating the work of the Interim Steering Committee. Each time we meet, we table progress to indicate how far we are with the work that we have been tasked to do. The Department of Women is also part of that team. Civil society representatives from all 9 provinces, these are mainly key departments that most of them have a national footprint. Some of them are very active within their own provinces. Additional persons that are co-opted onto the structure to provide support as required. Expanded terms of reference for the ISC is to prepare the National Strategic Plan.
Thank you, Chair. I just think that our presentations are not aligned. There are slides that we don't have that the DG is presenting on.
Yeah, in fact, I thought maybe it's only my document. And I was trying to follow up where the DG is reading, but I can see that it's not me only. So can we be clarified, DG?
Chair, there was a first report that was sent, and I think it had to be updated so that there is more information. I would plead, and I do apologize if it is causing confusion, I would plead that we follow what is reflected on the board if it's not part of it. As for Nagar.
We need printed documents. We need documents that are same like yours as members. We don't have to think or write down things that we are saying. We need, you know why? First of all, the letter that we have sent to the Interim Steering Committee and to the department, it was clear what is it, what document do we need. So we can't be given documents that are not the same like what you are presenting. The reason I'm raising this is because even from the start, when we requested documents from the Interim Steering Committee, we wanted them to present to us the National Strategic Plan, which up until now we don't have. We wanted the emergency plan. Up until now we have what we are presenting, which is not like the one we are having. So as honorable members, we are not going to allow that. We need documents that will be same like yours. For instance, honorable members, in our letter we have stated that the lead departments must also come and present things that they are going to do. Because if social development will be rolling out the plan, social development, we are supposed to be having a person who will be sitting here presenting to us on what is it that social development is going to do. Because remember, those budgets were passed by us in Parliament. So whatever that is taken, the environments that are done in those departments, we must also know as honorable members. So we're not going to take it kind because we have given you enough time so that when you come here, you are ready. Honourable Member.
Thank you, Chair. No, I fully
Honourable, sorry. I'll take hands from Honourable Members. Honourable PT, Honourable Masiko, and Honourable Tembegwayo, and Honourable Kau.
May I continue, Chair? Or, Chair, I fully support what you're saying. Maybe they can just add in the documents that aren't with us at the moment, the pages that are different. But I just wanted to ascertain from your side, Chair, obviously we are exercising oversight here, so one presumes there will be an opportunity for us as MPs to engage. My concern is if there's too much time allowed for the briefing of reading through documents that we've already received, that there might not be sufficient time to engage, given that there are a number of portfolio committees. So maybe you might consider co-chairs giving a specific time for the presentation and then a specific time for engagement from the portfolio side. And then not necessarily to read every word in the documents, but a high level going through of that, just from my side, Chair. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mpiti.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm very concerned, to be honest with you, because the reason why I think we have received these documents prior, we've done our preparation with what we have received. And so if we're going to continue to engage a document that we haven't received or to engage slides that are missing, then, I mean, the work that we've done overnight to prepare for this meeting goes, you know, it goes over the bridge. And so the other thing is that we've invited other committees to be part of this meeting. And so we are wasting the time of other portfolio committees by not having the correct information being presented to us. And so I honestly don't feel this is how we need to continue. I don't feel, in fact, this is a repeat finding. They say in financial matters a repeat finding. This is a repeat finding of information that we never get from the department. Documents that come late, documents that come the day before, documents that are not even submitted. So I really believe, you know, something needs to be said here before we continue. Because this issue is a national issue, a national crisis that is affecting majority of South Africans, particularly women. And I think we need to take it with the seriousness that it deserves. We are here to serve those people. And I think, you know, can we really be taken seriously in this moment? Thank you.
Honourable Masiko.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think one must firstly concur with your words in terms of the expectation that we're having as a committee or maybe committees to the department. But, Chairperson, I would really plead that whilst we are waiting for the document to be printed, we proceed, because I've just seen now that it's one slide that has really been presented that we don't have, but I don't know, it's one of how many slides that have been edited. Maybe Udiji will take us through that. But maybe whilst we're waiting for those slides that we're not having in the document, Chairperson, I would plead with honourable members that we allow the department to continue, because we are seriously under time constraints. We have until 1 o'clock to engage with the documents that have been presented. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Timberway.
Thank you very much, Chair. I support some of the members' utterance here, but I'm totally against the fact that the department should continue with what they were presenting, because according to the items, we always have to refer to the correcting. This is very important. It's not going to be business as usual here, where we continue with incomplete work. We don't continue. They are not continue with their presentation. We can rather continue to the next point. Others can come, but not with this one. Thank you.
Honourable Council.
Ngibonge sihlalo, ngizozama nje ukungena kulo enye member le honorable Mphithi. Inhloso yokuthi size sicele sihlalo kufanele mayicace la ukuthi yini ezi ukuthi sicele wonke lama portfolio committee ukuthi abe la.
yingenxa yenkinga besithola sibhekene nazo othola ukuthi la nasikhuluma ngendaba yakuhlukumezeka kwabantu besifazane kodwa uthola ukuthi kuneminyango ethize engakwazi ukuthi ingabibikho sikwazi ukushaya yona manje kungiphatha kambi manje mase kukhona sesibizile leminyango lama-department uthola ukuthi manje u-acting DG akasasiniki ungakhuluma kanjani ngento ongayiboni ngoba ngesikhathi epresenta thina sibuka khona la siyathika siyakwazi ukukhuluma and especially thina njenge-portfolio committee okuthina sibacelile iminyango lamanye ama-portfolio committee avuma eza manje ngikubuka ngenye indlela manje mase bekhona la sekufanele manje bese kuthola ukuthi akasakwazi manje ukuthi kukhulunywa ngento ebhalwe phansi ngoba kunezinto la sifuna ukuyibuza strike kubona kunezinto kufuna ukuthi siyibhasise kubona why thina sinenkinga kulo mnyango kwa-women and youth and disabled asilwi but we are fighting because simisele ukubona kwenzeka abantu kunenkinga phansi ngiyabonga sihlala ngamanye amazwi nami ngiyavumelana ukuthi asikwazi ukuqhubeka ingekho into laphambi kwethu eshoyo ukuthi le nto ayishoyo ithatha kusasa le nto akhuluma into engabhaliwe sokwazi kanjani simbuza sasoyiphika sizothini thini ngiyabonga
honorable papa
engosi sihlala chair I think that the issue has now been registered the dissatisfaction of the members in terms of what is before but I think that we don't need to get to a point of throwing the child out of the bath completely. I think that we should proceed with the presentation while the support staff is trying to get us the supplementary documents that are missing because we are here for this particular meeting and if then there can be something done to give us the missing documents that happened whilst we proceed. Remember, there's a request that probably we just get the high level in terms of information provided in order to save time for engagement, which I agree with. But I think it's important to proceed whilst that is being addressed. And I'm confident with the way the chair has addressed it in terms of saying this can continue. It must be addressed in a different forum, but I think for now we should proceed with the presentation at least. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we must also concur with the feeling of the members in the House. I think for the Select Committee and all the committees that is in this House this morning, this is one of the most important pieces that we were supposed to discuss and also to raise our concerns and questions to go out of here with concrete answers because the public is really bombarding members with questions and concerns and members don't have all the answers to the public. And I think we must take this operation very seriously. I think, Chairperson, let's concur with a high level of presentation from the department and then allow all members to raise their concerns and questions. Because we are here this morning, let's use the space and the time so that when we go out of here we are more educated on where the process are at the moment and also what is expected from us as members serving the community on this sensitive issue. The other issue is, DG, I think I didn't hear at the introduction of the steering committee. Are the steering committee members here? Are they present or are they not present? Because I think that is also one of the issues that we need to raise here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's continue, honorable members. DG, you are going to present everything as you have in your document. But meanwhile, you have given our staff members to go and print the outstanding documents so that members can have those documents. I agree with members. You don't have to read your document word by word. You must present it at a high level so that members can have a chance to engage with yourself.
Chair, our apologies. The two documents were sent, one initially, but let me not belabor the point. There has been that miscommunication at the final point of production. We do apologize. And we have now beamed the initial one that was sent through.
So the one that you're presenting is the emergency plan?
It's the one that seeks to know what are the terms of reference of the structure, the who is part of the structure. According to the letter check, it says, give us the following, the structure, representation, the mandate of the interim steering committee. And that is what I was presenting.
Okay.
Now we have beamed the initial one that was sent through to the secretariat. That number here, we will talk to that one.
Yeah, I'm sure as you are going to present that one, we must also be finished with the other outstanding documents that were not submitted to us.
Okay.
Over to you, DJ.
So we do have expanded mandate in terms of the terms of reference. I will not go through it, Chair. The constitution of the interim steering committee, we have government departments, they are listed. We have civil society, we've listed them. We have expert advisory panel. It's important that we raise this one, your Chapter 9 institution, comprising also your research institution and UN agencies. These are the members. I will not go through their names, but we've mentioned who they are, from which department. These are civil society members. We've mentioned who they are and from which organization they come from. Expert advisory panel members, we've also mentioned their names. We also have Chapter 9 institutions, we've mentioned them, including research institutions. We've also highlighted the qualifications of the ISC members, starting with the first page, the second page, the third page, up to the last page. If you look at the structure, it's co-chaired by two chairs, one from civil society, one from government. The co-chair from civil society is with us today, and the other co-chair is not with us due to another commitment. She's out of the province. We have secretariat, which is led by a project manager. We have working groups that are responding to all the areas that we worked on, from leading to the crafting of the NSP itself, with CSO representation as well as technical advisors. In terms of the plan itself, Chair, there was baseline research done, public consultation, and there was a look at government frameworks that are existing, and we engaged other vulnerable groups as well. We've outlined the process, Chair, starting from the summit itself, looking at issues of the team that worked with us. We've conducted a theory of change, and we've also dealt with the process of drafting. But in that, we address issues of prevention, response, care and support, and economic power, as well as research. But we went further, Chair, to make sure that the draft was consulted with various stakeholders as much as possible. This is what we are presenting as the journey towards the NSP itself. The key people here that were also consulted were labor, the disability sector, the men's forum, traditional leaders as well as traditional healers, faith-based organizations. And at the end of the day, we had to come up with an emergency response action plan, which was costed, which is supported by an M&E matrix as well, and that one we are being supported by the DPME department in monitoring there. In terms of the establishment of a permanent multi-sectoral coordinating structure, Chair, we had this pre-summit, we had task team workshops that were held. Indeed, the working groups did their work on how the structure should look like, and we did a great deal of updating the work through the various sessions on the proposed structure that we are mooting. We had to embark on a costing exercise, which at that point when we were sending the document, it was still underway. with the support of the development partner, you will realize that government alone cannot deal with this problem, and therefore we are partnering with other structures like your development agencies. GIZ, UN Women, is part of those that are assisting us in this regard. This is now the emergency response plan. There was a task team to pull out the key elements. We had a draft narrative and budget that was developed. And if you look at the areas, I'll go to what that happened during the period of September, was mainly around engagement with those departments and discussion with the National Treasury. This was mainly around how we resource the emergency response plan. We managed to raise money within the baseline of the government departments, and we managed to realign the work that the government departments were doing to the commitments and pronouncements that were made by the President, and that part is now being supported by this M&E matrix, and it was submitted to Cabinet, it was endorsed, and it's being implemented and being monitored on a weekly basis. Reports are being sent weekly to the President. ISCS consists, I've mentioned that part, I will not repeat to that. The initial amount that was raised through the pronouncement was the developed a concert emergency response action plan and made a case for funding to the tune of this 1.6, which was one now, the one that was reprioritized. We also planned, and we are ready to start a 100-day rapid results response pilot in the Eastern Cape, which now will galvanize awareness and responsive action at community level. We'll be able to measure the results at that level, but it will harness the response of all the relevant government departments and civil society that will be working in this area of work. I will then hand over to my colleague, Chair, to talk to the actual emergency response action plan, Esther Maduleg. That is a separate presentation, Chair, and we will give you the title of the presentation in terms of the document that is in your...
We believe they were...
They were part of the pack that was sent through for members' attention.
Thank you, Chair.
Let's check whether members do have this document.
I don't
check. The Secretariat has indicated now that she printed everything, she acknowledged that she received the document.
You do have it, ne?
Yeah, that's it. They have the narrative, yeah, that's the narrative emergency plan. So what I'm presenting is also contained in the narrative. Thank you, Chair.
October, because she's saying they are the same.
Preferably,
Chair, I suggest that they focus on the October version.
Let's look at the October version. Members are saying it's not the same.
On the document, I think the only difference between the October and the September document is that there's a budget costing, an operational budget costing that has been added. That's the only difference as far as I can tell.
Break for 5 minutes so that they rearrange themselves with what we have, so that we can continue with the presentation. However, colleagues, honourable members, I think when we deal with this matter, we must just try to use emotional intelligence. You see how we're dealing with this issue. It's as if those people, they are not human, and all of us have got, we are, you know, we can do some small mistake like this. So can we just break for 5 minutes and then, okay, can we just have 5 minutes and then they deal with our rearrangement of the documents?
Sorry, sir.
I'm going to call Mam Kaula. Honorable Panel Member.
Chairperson, you know, I'm really concerned because this is not a small matter. We're dealing with something that's very new and very important. This is a strategic plan of action. We should all know what the A, the B, and the C's are. So we cannot engage with information that are not correct. Or then say, we will come back to slides, we will all be confused. Then it's better to say, let's give them time, and we come back and we do justice to these presentations. The lives of people are at stake. It's a plan that we must all engage, and we need to engage it with the right information. We cannot be as hapless as this. Then it's better to say, we'll reconvene next week Tuesday, and we come with the right information. But we cannot, we must do justice to these presentations. We can't just be engaging them willy-nilly.
Yeah. Honorable Ima.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Allow me to express my disappointment, Chair. With such an important matter, with such a big budget, with addresses in, and this is what we get. We come here and spending hours just trying to sort out documentation. It's totally unacceptable. Now, if we want to do justice and succeed in our efforts to try and deal with the issue of gender-based violence, can we from the beginning deal with this thing properly in a satisfactory manner that it accommodates everybody here? We are spending more time looking for documents. So I want to suggest, Chair, that the relevant authorities get their house in order and get the documents and things sorted out so that we can get it and then do justice with this. We cannot be running in circles and wasting so much of money talking about documents and trying to find the documents. It's not acceptable, Chair.
Thank you, Jane. Now, I agree with the colleagues. This issue is very important, and it's a very big problem in the country. And if we cannot even sort out presentations and documents, how are we going to address this issue? So I concur and I agree that I think we should postpone this meeting and ensure that everyone has the correct documents and that we have a proper presentation and an action plan to the way forward for this. I thank you.
Honourable Masamo and Honourable Verma.
Thank you, Chair. In agreeing with the colleagues that have spoken earlier, I see that in any case, the work of the interim committee
is to coordinate and to ensure that things happen. I was just reading the terms of reference. So they are coordinating and ensuring and monitoring and doing all sorts of things with the people that are actually implementing this. So the absence of the departments that are going to actually do the work that the steering committee is going to be monitoring and ensuring and whatevering is actually not acceptable. Because if when we come back here and say we get a progress report from the steering committee, we will be doing that on the basis of what? Because as the portfolio committees that are involved in these departments, in these other portfolio committees, we should be then taking that oversight role in our intra portfolio committee so that we have something to say when we meet again with the steering committee to ensure that we do our work in the portfolio committees. So if this meeting, if the chair agrees that we reconvene, I suggest, Chair, that we do not meet again if the departments that are leading in this process are not present, because that is, we're listening to the coordination of the steering committee, but where are the departments themselves? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I would like to add to what my colleagues have said, expressing the disappointment of what we're seeing here. I was really looking forward to this meeting because people out there really want to know what is happening with this massive issue and this fight for women. So I'd like to say that our portfolio committee, the secretariats, they know what we need, and the departments know what we need. They always send a narrative as well as a PowerPoint presentation that they will talk from and when they present to us. So the presenter said what she's going to talk about is in the document, but I don't think so, because when I saw the second slide on the screen, it's not in the report. So we're going to miss a lot of information, and also Parliament wants to go paperless. We keep printing papers. So please, this is unnecessary. If we do break for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, maybe they can email today's presentation right now, and then we all have our devices and we can use that to refer from. But this printing of documents is really not necessary. But my appeal to your office with the Portfolio Committee Secretariats, they know what the members need. We do this for every meeting, and the department should know that as well. It's been done from the beginning. Please do not waste our time. We were really looking forward to this meeting. All these committees who were here were really looking forward to this. Thank you.
Chair, it is important to note that in the introduction, the DG mentioned that the services are not integrated, and what we have is a fragmentation of services, which contributes to the challenges that we have in dealing with GBV. This meeting then is really reflecting that there is no integration. Because if we proceed and we do not have, I want to concur with my colleague earlier from the department, from the Social Services Committee, that if we do not have all those departments present, it also leaves a gap in addressing this holistically with all the committees being present. So if our meeting today reflects that gap, then we should have a concern whether, in terms of the strategies that are being developed, whether there is a coordinated, comprehensive response. And even though we may be presented with solutions, does this mean, the reflection of this meeting now, does this mean that we're going to continue like this, and this then we foresee is going to be a problem in terms of implementation? So I just want to highlight that.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I'd like to tell all the members from other committees, welcome to the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. Jokes aside, Chair, this meeting has been postponed once before. So this is essentially the second time that we
we're meeting because the first time it was postponed because the president had to do his address on the ERAP. But Chair, I do think that this is very, very important, the work that we are doing. And the longer we delay on it, the longer it will take for implementation and holding departments and government to account. So I would suggest that maybe we look at taking a break and then coming back and going through the emergency response action plan, because members need to know exactly what's inside there, get clarity seeking questions. I'm not sure if you're hearing me, Chairperson? Hello? Okay. Welcome. This is our life. Thank you.
Okay, I've heard all honourable members. We have heard all honourable members who are saying maybe let's attend the meeting. Let's hear from the Chair of Police.
Thanks, Chairperson. I can understand the frustration of members, and it's correctly so. I think those of us who come from other portfolios are even more frustrated because we have deadlines to meet. And it's not just that we want to tick the boxes in our committees. Those deadlines can be shifted, we've cancelled our meetings. So we're not going to complain further. No, I'm saying in our committees, we do not just want to tick the boxes, but we have certain deadlines that we have to meet. So I'm asking that even though we are frustrated, even though we do have problems, that we push ahead. Because there are many people looking at us, expecting us to address their problems. If we do postpone this meeting, it is not going to be difficult for other committees to be here again. Yes, I appeal to comrades and I appeal to members, honorable members, that there are certain flaws and weaknesses. For example, the officials of other departments were not invited. Next time we'll be more prepared, we'll have the concerns addressed, and I think if we can just bear one another, I appeal that we bear with one another, and that until August 1, we have a fruitful discussion, no matter how difficult it is. I propose, Chair, co-chair, that we adjourn for a few minutes, that as different committees, we speak to our members and we come back and take it from there. But right now, we are going around in circles and we're not having any fruitful discussion.
Chairperson, Minister, Deputy Minister, Acting Members, Chairperson of Portfolio, we have listened now to a lot of members and we've come to the conclusion that we will give the department a week to go and prepare and come back next week Tuesday with a better presentation, and that members, and that we also urge the other departments to come back to the meeting next week Tuesday. Members, honourable members, the President has called upon all of us to take this as a national disaster very seriously. And I think every single member in this room this morning is serious about the gender-based violence and femicide issue that is a national disaster in the country. And all of us must become serious and on the same page. So between myself and the chairperson of the portfolio committee, we agreed that next week Tuesday, we will come back, we will ask the department to come back. We will urge all chairpersons of all other portfolios to be part of this meeting and also to make sure that the different departments are present, the steering committee are present, so that we can have this very, very serious oversight from all of us on this issue. Thank you.
Honourable members, this is our proposal, so that we can also give to the Interim Steering Committee and the Department an opportunity to submit outstanding documents. Because according to the agenda, we also need the other documents. And as members, we can't just receive documents now and be expected to deliberate on those documents now. So with those suggestions and decisions, I think the meeting is adjourned.
Chair, can I have an announcement?
The meeting is adjourned.
Chair, can we request all ANC members to remain behind? Thank you.
That is your parliament.
We are requesting all ANC members to remain, please. ANC members.